Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Worried about the uncertainty of adulting? We feel you. There are just so many things to plan, mapa relationships, career, business, health, personal goals, and of course, pera. That can be challenging, lalo na since a lot of us are clueless.
But guess what? Sun Talks On Demand is here. It's a financial literacy initiative from Sun Life that can help us as we adult our way through life. We learn how to budget, save, and invest for a brighter future, even as we enjoy the present. Oh, ang reassuring, di ba?
Ketra! Hang out with Sun Talks On Demand with Sun Life.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello there, dear listeners. I'm Wincy.
I'm CJ.
And you're listening to
The Telebaba Tapes.
Episode 89, 6 Stupid Tips for Couples.
Let's go straight to the point.
So thank you to our kind sponsors.
Yeah, Sun Life.
Sun Life. And yes, game na game kami dito sa topic na to because we've been married for close to…
Almost 10 years.
10 years na, next a decade. Year. Yeah. And ang dami naming natutunan. Yeah. I mean, we're not the perfect couple, di ba?
Wala namang perfect.
We're near perfect.
Wow.
Niloko lang. hindi talaga.
Some universe yun. But,
Anong multiverse yun? De, pero yun na nga, through the 10 years that we've been together, we realized, and a lot of our couple friends realized also, a big part of the relationship is, sabihin na natin, money, di ba? Finances.
Well, I mean, yung framework naman ng buhay natin, especially our economy. I mean, ano yun? Money sort of dictates it. Like,
akala ko yung framework ng marriage natin.
Hindi. Nang ano, ng life in general. Like, alam mo yun, parang, nasa world pa tayo na, you know, almost everything you need to pay for.
Of course.
Yeah. Yun. So,
of course. So,
that's why it's important to talk about money.
Ang gusto ko sa topic na to.
Oh.
Tipid tips. Meaning, may ano siya, meron siyang aspect ng diskarte.
Yeah.
Diba? Na you only learn diskarte once you've lived through something eh, diba?
Pero okay, sige. Let's, gusto ko lang himayin kung ano yung, sabi mo kasi nagustuhan mo yung tipid tips. You know,
ba't ikaw ayaw mo bang nagtitipid? Or nakatipid?
Actually, alam mo, kaya ko nga gustong himayin. Parang I think, yung point of view natin sa tipid tips is like tips on how you can save your money or like how you can spend less. Or hindi nga spend less eh. Parang earn more or keep more of your money. Diba? Kasi iniisip ko kasi yung tipid, parang may certain pain, diba? Yung parang…
Oo, gets.
Ano eh, yung…
Parang nagtitipid ako pero hindi ko na-enjoy buhay ko.
Yes, or parang hindi ko nasusulit. It's not the tipid that we want to talk about. More of, we want to redefine tipid tips into like being, hindi smarter eh. Parang ang marketing talk ng smarter. But you know, but be more mindful in spending your money, keeping your money, like dealing with money in general. Kasi yun nga, kasi okay, di ba yung shoe rule nga, di ba, na yung mas mura na shoes versus mas mahal na shoes, technically mas magastos siya.
O kasi pwedeng madamage yung paa mo dun.
Kung, hindi, tsaka yung time, dahil tinipid yung paggawa ng mura na sapatos, pwedeng bibili ka nun, let's say, kunwari, 350. 350 times 10 times. Kasi masisira siya through time. Versus yung, let's say, 3,500 na sapatos. In 10 years, hindi pa rin siya sira. So parang, alam mo yun, may certain, hindi fleeting eh. Yung parang, minsan kailangan mo maging mindful na pwedeng konti yung binabayaran mo ngayon, but may mga invisible kang hindi nakocompute na value sa'yo. Anyway, ayun lang. Just want to clarify what tipid means to me. Kasi, yun nga, like yung tanong mo, ayoko yung concept na parang tinitipid ko yung sarili ko. Na parang, I'm worth less than I should be. Yun. Anyway, so first, before we go to our tips, kasi basically, ito na naman tayo sa palitan, di ba? Prepare ako ng three lists ko, ikaw nag-prepare ka ng three. So, before we get to that, why do you think it's important for couples to align on financial values and spending tipid styles?
Okay? Ayan, to be honest.
Ayan. I think ano eh, yan yung mga hindi napapakita sa rom-com, di ba?
Yes.
Na nagdi-discuss mo
sila. Although I would beg rom-com producers and writers, directors, na sana magpakita.
Nang paano sila nagdi-discuss ng pera, finances, no?
Okay. Eh kasi hindi cinematic, di ba?
I think, to be fair to On the Wings of Love ni Tonette, may parts din na nagdi-discuss sila na budget. But kasi, parang ano sila eh, pretend lovers. So parang, hindi siyang pa-pretend. Siyempre, objective sila or like, makuwenta sila. Yeah, anyway, why do you think it's important for couples?
One simple reason.
Ano?
I've known a lot of couples na, sad to say, hiwalay na. Or, madalas mag-away. Or, ano, hindi talaga nag-work yung marriage.
Because of money?
Hindi. Not just because of money. Most of the time.
Oh.
8 out of 10 times. Akala ko nga, ano ba to? May third party ba to? Or nag-cheat ba yung isa? Or...
Ne, pera pala.
Or personality ba? Hindi.
Pera pala.
Yeah. More than any of those reasons. Most of the time. Well, from my experience. Sa mga natanong ko, but ano nangyari sa inyo? Ayun.
Nag-aaway talaga sa pera. Ako din.
Hindi na pag-usapan.
And you know, I haven't been into like serious relationships ng madami. Like, siguro tatlo lang kayo. Na medyo, yung ano mo yun, yung okay, hindi siya date-date. Like, while nag-enjoy ako sa dating around, parang very shallow before you go into that financial talk, diba? But what I appreciated when we got together is that you are very unemotional about money.
Like, hindi ah.
O kaya?
Kung nakakuha ko ng 13-month pay, 14-month pay, super naiiyak ako eh.
Oo, masaya ka. Pero, parang kunwari, oy, hati tayo dito. Ganon. Or, oy, binayaran ko yung, kunwari ano, ito na lang. When you first...
Are you saying I'm a kwenta?
Yes.
Are you saying I'm a kwenta?
Oo nga.
Oh, talaga?
Makwenta ka naman talaga. But I don't mind. Kasi hindi, yung pagkakwenta mo, hindi sumbat. More of, kwenta ka lang. Like, you just want it. Yung honest siya. Or transparency.
Kung mag objective.
Objective,
objective reality.
And fairness. In the spirit siya of fairness versus, binayaran ko yung ganyan para sa iyo. Hindi ganon. More like, kunwari, when you surprised me, yung first out of the country travel natin, I think that was London 2015. You surprised me with a ticket. Sabi mo, ako na yung nagbayad ng ticket. Libre na kita. But the rest ikaw na. I kind of appreciate.
Hindi naman, the rest 50-50 na.
The rest
sabi ko, I can't afford the hotels on na.
Yeah, the rest 50-50 na. So, I kind of appreciated how honest and direct you were with the financial expectations, the financial divide. Kasi diba yung ibang couples, parang, you know, when you get into this relationship, parang meron nga tayong, tinuturo kasi sa atin in a very gendered way ang money, diba, na yung lalaki yung magpa-provide, yung babae hindi kailangan magtrabaho. It's so 1930s. But still, and ganun nagpa- yung
nagbabago na talaga yan kasi
oh.
A lot of women have jobs now.
Yes. Diba? Yes. Actually, dapat nga hindi gendered eh. Kasi parang LGBT, paano na?
Tama.
Yun. So,
sige. Yung,
yun. So, I think it's important for... boring ba yun? Pag parang first date, ano, nag-discuss na kayo na. Paano kayo
I don't
pera?
Think kung... Ganun. Feeling ko yung finances naman.
Ano?
Medyo may feelers ka na.
Oo.
Kung serious relationship na kayo. Tapos, yung statement of terms.
Mm.
Pagkasal na kayo, feeling ko. Weird naman yung first date, parang...
May savings ka ba?
Oh, kadiri yon.
May retirement ka na ba? May retirement
or
plan ka ba?
Or ano mo?
Ano?
Magkano yung credit limit mo? Pero, pamumukha kang pera nun sa first date. Diba?
But you know, I think we should try to come up with subtle questions during dating stage.
Sige, example. Na,
oh, sige,
na ito,
paano?
Naniniwala rin ako sa financial compatibility.
Oo, uy.
Gets
mo
ba?
Oo.
I'm not saying na mayaman at mayaman kailangan mag-date. Or ang pwede lang mag-date ay ang mayaman at mayaman. Or middle class at middle class. Hindi naman ganon. Sinasabi ko lang na financial belief systems.
Yeah, yeah.
Parang, or financial philosophies. Dapat compatible
value
kayo.
Systems, ganyan.
Kasi kung yung isa medyo risk-taking, yung isa naman sobrang, ano, inayakap
makunat.
Yung, makunat. Hindi mag-work. I don't think so. Mag-aaway yan.
Oh, especially, kunwari, I mean, I remember one of our friends, kunento nila, nagte-travel sila abroad, tapos they were shopping, tapos, group, travel. And then, our friend was a couple. They were a couple.
Mm.
And then, tapos kaka-propose lang mong friend natin na yun. And then, tweeting siya ng t-shirt.
Mm.
Parang, wow, ganda ng t-shirt. Sabi daw ng isa niyang friend, huwag mo lang bilhin yan, magpapakasal ka na. Parang, KJ ang putya. T-shirt lang, men. Wait lang.
Mahal ba yung t-shirt?
Hindi naman daw. Pero parang, yung budget sa kasal versus t-shirt, madedestroy ba ng t-shirt yung budget sa kasal? Pero I mean, kung yung partner mo gano'n na parang, magkano nagastos natin today? Tapos ikaw yung parang, no, I kind of wanna be lenient, diba? Yeah. May budget tayo pero lenient, ganyan. Or conservative yung mga ano estimates ko.
Correct.
Yun. Ano, it kind of sucks. If magkaiba kayo, nagkaroon ka na ba ng... Ano
may dinate
ba?
Na ba ako na hindi ako financially...
Compatible.
Financially compatible. Of course. Yung parang, okay. Ano? I cannot afford your lifestyle. Hindi. I'm not judging her lifestyle.
Oh, si Sambo lang hindi
afford. Oh, I cannot afford.
Oo. Ako, oo.
Hindi like, naman yung ano to ha, yung...
I know.
I can buy you. Hindi naman ganun. Yung level na ganun. I just can't afford you.
Oh, the dates that she wanted to do, hindi mo afford.
Hindi ko afford, yeah.
Ako, ano, yung... siraan na to. Hindi, yung first boyfriend ko. Parang, ano talaga, gets ko pa kunwari, first few years since we were in high school to college, nagigets ko na sobrang tipid. Mm. Pero yung pag... pa first jobber na kayo. Tapos parang...
konting galante naman.
Hindi lang galante. Parang, parents mo parang yung nagbibigay ng... ginukuha mo pa rin sa allowance mo yung pang date natin. And parang, minsan mo utang na sa akin.
Mm.
Yung parang, wait, kung kailangan mo umutang para makipag-date, baka that i-rethink mo yun, di ba?
So, sorry, red flag for you.
Yung
umuutang during a date?
No. Technically, no. Red flag sa akin yung umuutang not knowing.
Kung umuutang on a first date. Yes.
No, that's fine. Diba? Oh? May date nga ako. Diba nalimutan ko yung wallet ko?
Ayaw nga pala.
I mean, yung mga ganong instances. I think ang red flag sa akin is yung umuutang without the, ano ba, thought. Kung paano ko siya mababayarin. Like, I don't have the money now.
Hmm.
Pahiram mo na ng pera. Pero in X amount of years, babayaran kita. Or pero kapag nakuha ko to, babayaran na kita. Yung parang meron siyang plan na, may consciousness na, hinihiram ko to ha.
Yes.
So kunwari, sinabi mo sa akin, pautang mo na ngayong first date natin, babayaran kita
Next week.
Next week, sure.
Pero ako, ito, ayoko yung, ah, tayo na? Tayo na ba? Oh. Pautang naman.
May ganun ba?
I'm sure.
Parang pabali, ma'am. Ganun.
Uy, ano to? Kano? Nakakuha, nakascore ako ng bank credit, no?
Loan pala.
Loan pala?
Loan application.
Oh, loan application. Tayo na?
Pautang naman. Oh my God.
Red flag yun.
Red flag yun. I mean, again, Wincy and I don't mind helping people we care about. As long, I mean, I think fairness yun, diba?
Oo.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I guess important talaga yung financial compatibility. Not necessarily socio-economic compatibility, di ba?
Belief systems.
But financial belief systems. So, ito. How early in the relationship should you discuss money?
Ito, sige. We've mentioned this in previous episodes before.
Oh.
Not related to money and finances.
Yeah.
Ako, kahit hindi pa sabihin eh. Kahit hindi state, obviously, or put it on the table. Madedetect mo na ng konti with your spider sense na parang.
I will
argue
with you.
Well, ako, in my case. Ramdam ko na parang, can I afford her lifestyle?
Eh, ikaw nga, akala mo nga mayamang kami.
Sa bagay.
Sabi mo, akala mo konyo ako.
Sa pagdadala yan.
Tapos nung sinabi ko na breadwinner ako, sa Malabon kami nakatira. I mean, di mo be super, you know.
Ay, grabe, marami naman mayaman sa Malabon.
Oo nga. Hindi, I mean, hindi naman kami parang teleseryeng, alam mo yun. Hindi siya exage na. I mean, but.
Sa bagay.
We are middle class. Pero nagulat ka na parang hindi ako kaliyala, ganap, ganun. Oh, spider sense ka dyan, di mo nga na-tell.
True.
Pero how early can you discuss money?
Ako kung kayo na. Huwag yung nagde-date.
As in the moment kayo na? A week
naman.
After?
Siguro a year after kayo na.
That's
actually a good gauge.
Yeah. Oh no, a year.
Dapat senti-senti mode muna nung kung tayo na. Love, getting to know you, your childhood, ganyan. Huwag muna yung pera-pera.
Ako parang, kukonsider ko 3 months in. Kasi parang, if I spend like a year, and then I find out, or we find out, we're not financially compatible. For me, deal breaker yun eh. Parang I wouldn't want to waste our lives for a year.
Oh.
Diba? I mean, nagigets ko naman, people change or people evolve. Pero at least 3 months in, I sort of, align tayo kung ano yung similarities and differences natin. Ayun. Okay, so, now that we sort of established why it's important, ano na yung tips?
Okay. The first tip ko.
Ayan. A very controversial one, I guess.
A very controversial one. And at the same time.
Oh.
Subject for further explanation.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh.
Here's my number one tip.
Ayan.
Getting married gives you a 50% discount on everything. Bakit?
Wala. Yes, I agree.
You agree?
It is an insight.
I mean, we've mentioned before na the nature of marriage and yung philosophy on marriage is changing. It's evolving.
Yes,
diba?
Yes.
A lot of couples do not want to get married.
Yes.
They just want to live in.
Yes.
Ako,
oh.
With ano lang, kung if we're gonna hack the system or tipid tips.
Oo nga, tipid tips.
In the name of tipid tips nga.
Yeah.
Strangely, yung marriage pala.
May kasi perks.
May perks siya.
Essentially, like law-based perks.
Law-based perks. Na sana rin maiba. Kasi, di ba parang yung LGBTQIA community, pinaglalaban to, di ba?
I think, I think dapat yung perks hindi maiba. But I think it has to expand.
I mean, the law should be reconsidered.
Or expand siya for more people.
Exactly.
Not just, you know, straight males and females. Yeah.
Yun, when we got married, may tulong ako sa finances from you.
Yeah.
Sa rent.
Yes.
Sa Meralco. As opposed to, let's say, I'm living alone.
Like the bachelor life.
And also, getting loans.
Yeah.
Mas madaling kumuha ng loans.
Oo, kasi iba-vouch kita. Parang pwede mo kuhain yung financials certificates ko as ano, proof na tapos, kaya niyang bayad.
Tapos, sa gas.
Yes. Everything.
Everything, yeah.
Everything.
Pero, we have an unfair advantage na pareho tayo nagtatrabaho.
If double income. Ay, hindi. Baka yun yung ano mo, qualifier. When you get married, everything is 50% off. If dual income kayo.
Hindi, pero kung let's say single income, meron ka pa rin 50% discount kasi tumutulong sa bahay yung ano.
O yung invisible labor.
Exactly. Or instead na kumain ka everyday sa restaurant, pwede kang ipagluto nung...
O yun nga yung, ano technically nga, dapat bayad yun eh.
Diba? Oo, kasi... Laos na yung ano eh, yung housewife ka lang, yung ganong philosophy or...
Anong lang? Ang hirap ng
exactly,
being a stay-at-home partner. Yung,
diba? Exactly. Na hindi na ano limited to women ngayon.
Yes.
Marami ng house husbands din ngayon.
And yun nga, I think may phenomenon, hindi phenomenon, may study or binigyan nga ng term yan, the invisible labor. Na yun nga, I mean, kunwari, ano, single income unit tayo. When I get home, na joke lang. when you get home,
may pagkain na ako.
Malinis yung bahay or like.
No, yun, tama ka. That's
my
a discount.
Part of the
that's
job.
Also a discount.
You don't have to hire a cleaning lady.
Exactly.
Yun. Anyway, but
so yeah, pero yung alternative ko rito, sir, sabihin nila, 'di ba? Win si NCJ, what if yung hindi
partner.
Ako makapaghanap, hindi ako makahanap ng partner or ng
hanap ka roommates.
Yun, yun yung sinasabi ko na parang you're a manager right now with a team of young professionals. Di ba?
Ako 20, ba?
Yeah, ikaw. Hindi, maski ako.
Yeah.
23, 24. Yun yung tinatawag natin yung the friends or the new girl.
Yeah, new girl
apartment setup.
New girl meaning like the Zooey Deschanel.
Yeah.
TV series.
And the Jennifer Aniston series na Friends.
Friends. Niyaman nila dun.
Abayaman mo sila. I mean, New Girl.
New
the
Girl
New Girl
lang.
Setup. Na, to be honest, nakikita ko na dito sa Makati.
Oh, actually, yeah.
And actually, I worked on a project before na, yun nga, we called it co-living spaces.
Mm.
Na, if you think about it, it's a, 25% discount or 75% discount kung gaano kayo karami dun sa condo.
Mm.
Na, if you don't wanna get married, okay lang yun.
Mm.
Pero sa hirap nga ng buhay ngayon and this being a tipid tips issue.
Mm-mm.
Or
yung
episode,
non-married version nun
ay co-living.
Pero kasi, yun nga, balik ko lang dun sa pagiging legally married. I think another perk ay yung kunwari, beneficiary kita sa health care.
Yun.
Mga ganyan. Or, kunwari, immigration. I mean, hindi na half yung, ano, yung presyo. Pero yung convenience na, magkasama sila, pareho yung gagawin nila. Medyo mas madali tayo nakakuha ng visa, ganyan.
Ayun nga. Paperwork, mas madali talaga kung married kayo.
Mm-hmm.
Legal
loans, paperwork.
No, visa.
Tax.
Tax. Insurance. Actually, ito nga. as simple, hotel bookings, mas madali. Diba?
Oh, kalahati na agad eh.
Oh.
Ayun, anyway.
So, what's your tip?
My first, and then technically our second tip is, ako ito, admit mo, di ka niniwala sa akin at first. Ako, get a retirement plan before you turn 25.
Ako, nakakuha ako ng Sun Life ko.
Oh,
I was 35.
Hindi namin kayo binubola, Podpals.
Or dahil like, sponsor lang natin yung Sun
Life. Hindi dahil sponsor namin Sun Life. But actually, when I, before I turned 25, I actually got a Sun Life retirement.
That early?
Yes.
24?
Yes.
Okay.
I got a retirement plan. So, parang siyang nagbenta. But you know, I'll just tell you about it. But the short explanation is, basically, if you have a little money to spare every year, you put that, parang savings siya. You pay for that for 10 years. And then that money, when you're 65, ideally, mag-grow siya. Depende on the market. And when you're 65, you can get it. Tas bigger na siya. So basically, parang kunwari, ako, dahil 25 ako, magta-25 ako nun, yung parang annual payment ko is like 24,000 a year. So for 10 years yun. So technically, my investment was 240,000 pesos.
Mm-mm.
But yung projection, by the time I'm 65, the retirement, quote-unquote retirement age, I will get around 6 million pesos. So,
pangyay naman ang balato dyan. Kung 65.
Projection nga. Projection. Depende sa ano market performance, diba? Yun, parang ganun yung thought. As in, nung bata pa ako, ano ba daw? Parang antamda. But you know, when early on, like, my Christmas bonus or my bonuses, go straight to that. Like, hindi ako talaga, yun yung tipid. Hindi ako bibili ng like, gadget or like, shoes or whatever. My bonus goes straight to my retirement plan. Yun, ganun, may disiplina talaga. Yun, and ikaw, finally na-convince kita nung 35 ka. Pero, ayan, mas malaki yung binabayaran mo nga. Kasi, age-dependent.
Too late na ako, actually.
Oh, yun. Tapos, oh, yung projection niya, smaller.
Mm.
Yun. So, I suggest, I mean, for me kasi, kung may money ka to spare, like 24,000 a year, magkano yun? 2,000 a month? Kung kakayanin mo yun, gawin mo na siya.
Oh.
Diba? Yun. Kasi, for me, fine, may inflation, pero may 6 million ka pa din. Siguro yung by 65, magkano lang yun? Ano, parang, 50,000 pesos when I'm 65. But still, it's an additional money.
Mm.
Yun. Ikaw, ano yung
next tip
mo?
Tip number 3. Create an emergency fund account.
Agree.
Yun.
10 times agree.
And I'm talking here.
Mm.
Not yung insurance or mutual funds.
Uh-huh.
As in na yun, kahit sobrang baba as
2,000
pesos.
Uh-huh.
Hindi talaga.
Oh.
Go to a bank.
Kahit kaya 500 a month lang.
Oh, 500 a month. Sige. Kahit 2,000. Maintaining balance lang eh.
Oo.
May banko ka. Diba?
May payroll ka.
May payroll na banko ka. Basta kuha, punta ka sa ibang banko.
Uh-huh.
Tapos kuha ka kahit 2,000, 3,000 deposit mo ron.
Mm-mm.
Magtayo ka ng savings account. Tapos, whether passbook, I actually recommend a passbook.
Para hindi ba siya ma...
Para mahirap i-withdraw.
Kasi kung ATM... Kung emergency nga.
Pupunta ka sa banko, tapos ipapassbook mo. Okay. Versus, ako yung disiplina ng passbook versus ATM.
Yung hassle,
oo na. Oh. Tapos, yung bank na piliin mo, medyo malay sa bahay mo.
Oo.
Wari, taga Makati ka.
Medyo hirap naman. Hindi yung emergency. Ah,
sabagay, oo.
Diba? So, that may certain amount of convenience.
Hindi, yung certain amount of inconvenience na hindi yung banko na nandyan sa baba ng condo nyo or sa labas ng village nyo.
Yeah, agree.
Tapos, nagdagan mo lang ng 1,000 a year or kahit, sige, as,
a month.
1,000 a month. Kasi honestly, you'll never know. Ako yun.
Mm-hmm.
Especially ito ah. Ang dami kong friends na freelancers in the film and music and theater and graphic design industries.
Mm-hmm.
na unlike us, employed mm-mm. tayo pareho.
Mm-mm.
May ano tayo, may safety nets tayo. Na, mm-hmm. 'di ba? You can get a you can get a loan from the company. Kung knock on wood, magkasakit ka, masira yung transmission ng kotse nyo. Yung immediate na kailangan mong bayaran.
Or ano lang, health na accident.
Napilayan ka.
Or accident. Like ganun.
Diba?
Oh.
Especially yung mga freelancers na wala namang HMO.
Tsaka kunwari yan, accident or injury, may yung emergency money mo, especially kung freelance ka, it will not only cover your hospital bills, but syempre, kung injured ka, hindi ka makaka-work for a while.
Yes,
diba?
Exactly.
So, yung expenses mo, parang ready ka dyan.
Yeah. And it doesn't also just apply to you.
Mm.
What if may relative ka na or friend na
kailangan
emergency?
Help. Tapos, hindi, pero I would disagree. For me, the emergency fund should be only for you. You should have it's not being selfish, pero ano siya, safety net mo siya as a person. You owe yourself that. Mm. Diba?
Yun. So yun, ako, may ganun ako. Mm. May emergency fund bank account ako na passbook, hindi ano, walang ATM.
Ang
maganda, nakalimutan ko na meron akong ganun.
Pero shinare mo. So, naalala mo na?
For this episode. Pero bukas, makakalimutan ko ulit.
Check mo kung magkano na. Mukha nakakaltasan na yun.
Hindi, savings account lang.
Ah, sabah. Hindi, may interest na yun naman pa 5 pesos.
Hindi naman. Siguro 500 a year.
Oo, ganun.
So yun, maganda na meron akong ganun kasi kung may mangyari nga, tapos hindi ako makatrabaho or mawala ako sa trabaho, parang, oo nga. Naalala ko, may ganun pala ako.
Thank you. Para thank siyang you. Yung mga ano, no? Yung pag naglalaba ka, tapos, 100!
Oo, exactly.
Sa bulsa ko,
ganun. Tapos, it's something I have forgotten through the years. Tapos ngayon na, hey, good job, past self. Congratulations, 28-year-old Winzy. Good job.
At saka ano, ako nga, yung ganyan ko, wala akong mobile app dun sa bank na yun. Hindi siya nakikita. Like, hindi. Matatransfer ko yung money to that emergency account through my other bank app. Pero yung emergency fund na yun, wala akong app nun.
Pero dapat,
kasi ayoko makita. Hindi, kasi pag may visual ka na, uy, may pera pa ako. Gagastusin mo yun yun.
Pero dapat pala merong, ano, may system ka na magpapaalala sa'yo na, hoy, may emergency funds ka. Kasi what if may mangyari sa'yo tapos nakalimutan mo na meron kang ganun. Yan.
Tapos ano, and sorry, add ko lang sa same tip mo. I don't know if this applies to everyone or maybe just me. I don't know, just share your podpals if it applies to you. I think money or savings is a very visual thing.
Okay.
Like,
go on.
For me, ang nagmo-motivate sa akin to save is just seeing the numbers.
Na lumalaki.
Oh, yun. Yung sometimes I don't have to feel yung value by like, you know, acquiring new things or converting them into goods. Like, may satisfaction ako seeing the numbers grow. For me, yun na yung value nila.
Parang game, ganun ba?
Medge.
Parang The Sims.
Points. Oh, parang ganun. Points sila. Uh-oh. Ako parang, yes! May nakakaroon ako point. Gamified siya to me. Just the fact na hindi ko siya ginagastos. Ganun siya. So,
yung Monopoly money.
Yung visuals lang nung savings mo. Kasi, di ba may thinking tayo, na program tayo na parang, uy, may 5K pa. Pwede ko pang bilhin yung ganito.
Rubber shoes.
Oo, ganun. For me, no, I wanna keep it at 5K. Kasi ang ganda ng 5K. Ganun.
Screenshot. Screenshot.
Screenshot lang, tapos nag-gumastos na. Tignan mo na lang yung screenshot. Ganon.
Or minsan, totoo yan eh. May ganyan akong moments yung parang 13-month pay, o performance bonus, racket, nag-clear yung check. Screenshot!
Ba't mo si screenshot? Dapat
titignan ko, screenshot ko tapos, uy, minsan-minsan lang to.
Di ba yung want to
gusto
keep
nga ipa-frame
that?
Eh. Minsan ipa-frame ko tapos, pero hindi na, ipa-frame ko, nakita ng mga tao.
Nakawan ka niya.
Nakawan ako. Utangan ako.
Pero yung fact lang na nakikita mo siya. Di ba? Tapos ayaw mong mabawasan yun.
Parang report card, di ba? Report card, nakauno ka.
O parang ganun, gusto mo bang bumaba yung grade mo?
Oo. Or parang minsan lang makauno, sige. Screenshot.
Ayun, yun lang.
What's your
fourth. Tama no, fourth. Separate your individual and couple expenses. Because that will help you prioritize.
Okay. Go on.
Let me tell you. Okay.
Elaborate.
Ano na to, no? Parang napaka-revelatory. So, kami ni Wincy, yung system namin, ang priority namin, of course, is yung shared expense namin. So, kailan bayad mo na lahat ng expenses na pareho naming na-experience, kunwari. Or pareho tayo nagbe-benefit from, for example, rent, kuryente, association dues, tubig, ganyan, grocery, yung internet, ganyan, gas. So, lahat yan, nakalista yan every month. And pagkasweldo, we make sure bayad yun. Bayad yun. Covered. The rest, kung bibili si Wincy ng 50,000 pieces ng books, kebs ako. Wala akong opinion dyan. Basta bayad niya yung ano, bayad niya yung expenses namin. Or, basta bayad namin yung expenses namin. Walang paki si Wincy kung bumili ako ng makeup or lens ng camera or shoes. Whether may bilhin ako or wala, ganon. Basta bayad.
Uy, pero add ko lang ah. Oh. Ang dami kong na-meet na couples na yan yung pinag-aawayan.
Bakit?
Na kung yung may binibili yung isa.
Ano, nagingitan?
Hindi, nagingitan. Ano? Maraming satsat.
Okay, example.
Example, bumili ka na naman ng mamahali na ganito. Bumili ka na naman ng headphones.
Wow, is that an attack?
Hindi. Sinasabi, hindi nga ikaw.
Guilty ako doon.
Hindi ikaw. Ibang couples nga.
Okay.
Tapos sasabihin sa akin, grabe tong partner ko or yung asawa ko. Hinihirita na naman ako sa collections ko, ganyan. Sa comic book collection ko or sa Funko Pop collection ko, ganyan. Kasi gets ko eh, medyo personally attacked ka ng konti kung masabihan ka ng ganun. Kung, especially kung kasiyahan mo talaga yun.
Oo eh, diba?
Bumili na naman ng gitara to. Gets ko naman kung parang hindi nakabayad ng kuryente.
Tapos bumili kang gitara. Wait lang.
Or walang pang-tuition yung anak mo tapos bumili ka ng
jacket.
Or ng Air Jordans na collector's market.
Wait lang.
Pero kung bayad naman lahat.
Yung essentials in life and in survival.
Hindi naman kayo gutom. Hindi naman kayo napuputulan ng kuryente. Go! Splurge! Diba?
Pero pag bumili ka kunwari ng bagong iPhone, pero hindi mo binayaran yung tuition or hindi mo binayaran yung kuryente, mali yun. Diba? Pero, can you tell me more about why some couples go through that? Na, ano yung thinking behind na, ba't ka bumili na naman yan?
Ako yun lang, financial belief systems. Yung isa matipid, yung isa...
Na parang kailangan pareho sila. Ganun ba?
Yung parang, or at least kung hindi sila pareho, magkaroon sila ng dialogue na ganito, this is how I view money.
Hindi kasi kung ganyan, di ba? Parang kunwari, if ibabay item natin, yung fact na ikaw hindi ka mahilig sa sapatos, i-criticize mo ko eh.
Diba? Pero ganun, kini-criticize ba kita? Hindi kita kini-criticize.
Di ba ganun yung ibang couples na parang nagpa-project sila na parang I wouldn't buy a new shoes. Kaya why are you buying new shoes?
I super find it weird kung daladala mo laptop mo, daladala mo yung mobile phone mo, nasa Lazada ka.
Oh.
Sasabihin mo sa akin, don't judge me. I'm gonna buy this. Sinasabi ko sa'yo na, palagi kong sinasabi sa'yo, since time immemorial. It's your money.
Oo.
It's not none of my business.
At saka basta hindi ko pinabayaran sa iyo.
At hindi mo ninakaw. Hindi mo naman ninakaw yung pera. Wala kang sinaktan. May trabaho, may honest na trabaho ka. Nagbabayad ka ng taxes mo.
At hindi ko rin inutang sa iba yung pinabayad.
No? Ang palagi kong sinasabi sa iyo. Alam mo, pinaghirapan mo yan. Pera mo. Enjoy it.
Yeah. So yun. So, I think, paano ba natin papasimplehin? Parang, prioritize your shared expenses. Pagbayad na yun, then spend or save for yourself, 'di ba? Tapos dapat wala nang salitaan. Wala ka ng opinion masyado, 'di ba? Kung 'yun. Oh, what's your fifth?
My fifth tip. Ito. Ito super mahalaga nito.
Oh.
And it goes beyond ano, finances, but it touches on my life philosophy.
Okay.
Set aside money for your personal happiness.
Sort of related to...
Dun sa dati natin.
My tip.
Your tip,
yung
yeah.
Previous tip. Oh, go.
So set aside money for your personal happiness.
But go ahead. Please elaborate.
Bakit?
Because I agree this
because
is important.
I believe that money should be invested towards your happiness.
Mm-hmm.
Not just safety. Gets mo?
Define happiness.
Good call. Kasi ang hirap i-define na happy. Ito, sige. How I'll define it.
Ah, sige. Hindi, para lang useful
okay,
siya na, guys.
Hindi masaya ang buhay kung ang pera mo palagi lang sa, uy, nakabayad na ba ng Meralco? Nakabayad na ba ng ganito, ganyan? Naka-ano na ba tayo? Nakabayad na tayo ng ganyan?
Sa expenses? Or sa
napagasa na ba sa atin yung kotse? Nakabili na ba tayo ng groceries? Okay yun. Good. That's all good. Pero yun na nga.
Thanks for being responsible.
Yes. Thank you for being responsible. May kapalit yun. Set aside money for personal happiness. Again, underscore on personal.
Yes.
You can have a family, yes. You can have... Pwedeng kayo as a couple, you're not doing so quite well. Pero ako kahit 200 pesos or 300 pesos, buy a book from kahit second-hand book, kung ikaliligaya mo yun, please do. Small joys. Hindi ko sinasabing ano, hindi ko sinasabing, naghihirap na kayo, bibili ka ng super mamahalin na sapatos. Hindi. Sinasabi ko, set aside money for small joys.
Yep.
Or your personal happiness. Parang, sige, nabayaran ko na to. Or kahit hindi, sige, umutang ako ng konti. Kahit set aside a small amount of money para...
What do you mean, umutang kang konti?
I mean, hindi kumbaga, let's say, yung finances mo ngayon, hindi masyadong okay. You had to borrow from someone to pay for your, ano. Okay rin for your mental well-being, for your personal happiness, na sige, itong 200 pesos na to, I will treat myself out to my favorite coffee shop. Kahit once a month lang.
Kahit inutang, parang medyo weird.
Okay lang. Ako okay lang. Babayaran mo naman eh.
Ako siguro, sige. I guess optics wise. Kasi kung ako inutangan mo, tapos nakita kita nag-tiktak kang nagmimilti ka, may inis ako sa'yo. Pero nagigets kita.
Hindi nagigets
mo. Baka huwag
mo
nalang i-upload siguro, ano. Kasi...
Pero yan.
Umutang ka tapos nag-milk tea. Grabe naman. Yung makaawa ka din sa inutangan mo. Tapos pleasure ka dyan. Huwag mo nalang i-upload.
Yun,
hindi, pero nagigets ko. Kasi kunwari kailangan mga umutang. Siyempre, you feel low. Cheer yourself up. I get it. It's the cheer yourself up budget.
Yes.
Pero yun nga.
Na, actually, if you think about it, mahalaga pa.
Oh, mental health. Mental wellness budget siya.
Ganun. Yung fact na,
sanity.
Wow, makakamilk. Ang hirap ng buhay ngayon. Ang sama ng mga balita. Or,
milty na lang.
Or, nagsistruggle kami, di ba? Yung once a month na milk tea naman siguro isn't so bad, di ba?
I don't know.
Or one purchase of a second-hand book from book sale.
Yeah.
Not so bad naman yun, diba?
Pero again, yun nga, kung umutang ka, if you had to borrow, wag mo nga na lang i-upload kasi medyo masama yung
Actually, sidebar. Ito, sidebar.
Ano?
Kung umutang kayo ng pera, wag na muna kayong mag-social media.
Or i-social media mo yung parang dapat i-assure mo yung inutangan mo na I'm so working hard. Ganyan, ganon. May nararating yung inutang ko sa'yo.
Mahirap yung ganon. Umutang ka tapos yung social
party,
media mo
party.
Yung parang hehehehe. Hehehehe. Party.
Diba? Parang naman ganun.
Down to...
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
The last tip?
Last tip.
What is it?
Okay. My last tip. Keep a monthly expenses record as a couple. Parang kumbaga dahil doon, you'll be able to treat money not as an emotional topic, but like, you know, a factual, objective data siya. Data point siya. Yan.
I actually treat money as an emotional concept.
Okay.
Kung marami akong pera at masaya ako. Pero data siya. Wala akong pera.
Masaya. You get emotional when it's big value.
Yes. Kung if it's a good year. It's a bad year. It's data. Anyway, sorry. Go.
Never yun. Parang, I think, I just wanted to put it out there. Like, kami ni Wincy, meron kaming ano, Google Sheets na shared among ourselves ng monthly expenses talaga namin. And then, since ako yung parang mas OC sa data, ako yung nagki-keep ng record. And then, usually, I pay. Like, pay meaning ako yung gumagawa ng transaction. I usually pay the bills. So, by a certain time, sisinginig ko si Wincy na, inabonoan ko na. Technically, ako yung nag-abono, di ba? Pay me this X amount for this month. Ganun siya. So, para talagang, when our bills come, i-expect ni Wincy yan para din siyang may, monthly billing from me. So, well-accounted for siya. My date, my amount,
divided by 2. Pero hinati natin yan.
Oo, divided by 2.
Hindi. Yung maski yung bayaran, may abono rin ako.
Oo. Tapos bibigyan mo rin ako ng bill.
Yeah. Especially example, sabi mo sa akin, sa kotse.
Anything car related.
Anything car related and admin related.
Sa condo.
And repairs.
Anything that talks to...
Uy, grabe kang babait naman ng mga natin.
Hindi nga sila naniniwala sa akin. Para akong child sa kanila.
Nga, pero mababait naman yung mga kuya
sila,
natin dito.
Pero kasi nga, mas parang may command ka sa kanila. Mas siniseryoso. May urgency pag ikaw yung nagsabing.
Yung mga abono, like for example, you don't like going to hardware stores as much as I do.
You like it.
I know. Oh. Bumbilya.
Sige, go on. Go on.
Diba?
Ano pa?
Repairs.
Oh. Kung ano yung charge doon.
In other words, yung mga may transactions with our manongs and our dearest kuyas in our building.
Yes.
You don't like doing that.
It's not that I don't like doing that. I think you are just more effective than me.
With my booming voice.
Yes.
Kuya, kailangan namin ng tulong.
Kikinig siya. Pag ako parang, kuya, pacheck naman mga after 2 hours pa yung sa akin.
Oh, basta. Ako naman, I don't like online payment stuff and internet stuff.
Yep.
It's too mundane for me. So, a abono system, bayad agad.
Oo, ganun. And keep a record. Keep a record. Tapos, pag sinend mo sa... actually, si Wincy, may no emotional reaction siya. Kasi syempre, may average amount of... Alam mo, may pattern naman yung spending natin, eh, di ba? So, kapag nag-a-above average, nari, para may additional, let's say, 2,000 pesos, re-react yan si Wincy. Ha? Huh? Bakit mas malaki? Naka-yellow na yun sa akin. Okay, mas malaki ngayon kasi ito yung nangyari, ganyan, ganyan, ganyan. So, as in, talaga, very technical kami at saka, yun nga, makwenta kaming dalawa. Yun. So, I think, tipid siya because... You know, pag masyado kang lenient at hindi siya itemized, you literally lose changes and certain pesos. So kapag tatatrack mo, alam mo kung saan napupunta yung pera mo. Or, yun nga, like what we said, data siya. kunwari for the past few months, nakikita natin, ah wait, tumataas yung ganito natin na, yung grocery natin na, or ah, tumataas yung kuryente natin. Paano natin ma-adjust to para to keep the average expenses low amount, diba? Ganun. So, like what I said kanina, money is a very visual thing and it is also data. So, treat it as data. Ayun. So
final ano?
Final
thoughts, realizations. Ako ito. The couple that's makwenta.
Together.
Stays together.
Saves money together.
The makwenta couple stays together.
Pero to be fair,
hindi ito. Sorry. On the word makwenta.
Ano?
Ruminations on the word makwenta. It gets a bad rap.
Yes.
Di ba? Aminin na natin.
Initially, when we were together, nainis ako na pa, ano ba ito? Ba't ang makwenta na ito?
Kaya sa kultura natin.
Parang
Pinoy,
kasi parang…
Ang kwenta mo, masyado kang makwenta. Pero ako, to be honest, being makwenta is a sign of love.
Love language mo siya.
Love language ko, ang pagiging makwenta. Hindi lang sa akin at sa'yo. Sa lahat, na parang accounting is my love language. Hindi, totoo. Giving receipts. Honest receipts.
Hindi, pero kasi…
is my love language. Hindi, totoo.
Naniniwala ako.
Kung binayaran kita on time…
Love mo ako.
Exactly. Down to the last centavo. Minsan nga, sumasobra pa eh.
Huwag ka naman umbat.
That's a love language.
Yeah.
Sinasabi ng… Siguro iba sabihin ng mga tao, ay, makwenta yan. No. I'm makwenta and nagmamahal.
Or hindi, dapat ano ba, gawin mo parang rom-com tagline. Like, ang nagmamahal, makwenta. Ganon.
Yan,
Or pag nagkikwenta, mahal ka nun. Ganon?
Yes. Yan.
Although, ako naman, parang with work, I learn from my mentor, boss, basta, boss, parang may mental kwenta ka, but you don't have to verbalize it. Because, you know, not everyone takes detailed, computation or detailed, list of like, yung kwenta, hindi nila nate-take yun as yun nga, love language. So, yun nga. Lahat ng tao parang, makwenta ka naman. Pero it helps to have a mental note of everything you've done or everything you can offer. Pero yung natutunan ko sa boss ko, parang sure, makwenta ka. Pero kung nakikita mo, based on data, na way, profitable, bigyan mo ng, bonus para naman ma-maintain niya yung relationship, di ba? Ilibre mo na yung ibang parts. Ganun.
Ito, I like rhymes. I like rhyming words. Diba?
Ano?
Basically naman, yung makwenta is ma-data. Kwenta.
Duh.
Kwenta equals data. So, let's siguro…
Hindi.
Palitan na natin yung term na makwenta.
Ma-data na lang.
Ma-data, oo. Instead of sabi mo, ang kwenta mo, sabi
ma-data
mo…
Ma-data lang ako.
Ma-data lang ako. Di ba?
Pag nagde-date na tayo, may data na.
Yes.
Ganun.
Oo. Yun.
Ano pang alliterations
puns, wala
natin?
Wala na.
So parang, alam mo yun, by the sheer activity na kinikwenta mo yung value nung na naaambag mo sa relationship, pwede kang maglagay ng bonus, di ba? Na parang, okay tayo eh, bigyan kitang extra. Yun. I mean, pwede ka naman makwenta tsaka generous eh. Medyo nakakainis yung makwenta, pero chane, di ba? Like, chane, okay, etymology. Yung chane ay Tagalog ng tweezers. Ano ba yung pinipick up ng tweezers? Like, the littlest things. So, yung chane, parang yung the littlest things, charge mo or nagka-count, ganun. Chane.
Makutkot.
Oo. Sa pera, yun. Anyway, ako, ang realization ko naman, I think, balik natin dun sa pinag-usapan natin. Sorry. Balik full circle natin. Like, I think, yung money, conflicting yung sasabihin ko. Like, I would encourage people to be less emotional about money and see it as data. But I also recognize na we are privileged to talk about money that in a certain way na ganun. Kasi meron tayong money. Pero I recognize that, you know, kapag yung money mo ay napaka-konti, syempre, konti din yung data mo. Syempre, you can't help but, you just have a few amount to work with. So, mahirap talaga. Nakaka-stress yun. Mm. So, I guess I just want to have a disclaimer na yung pag-uusap namin ni Wincy probably applicable for, you know, probably first jobbers or yung may source of income na probably above the minimum wage. Middle class. Yun, middle class yung point of view namin. I just wanted to clarify that. But again, ibabalik ko dun naman sa financial compatibility. I think, alam mo, dapat mas manormalize yun sa romantic relationships or even sa friendships or anything that
or ako nga,
involves
sorry,
love.
Manormalize nga siya sa storytelling ng mga romantic comedies.
Ay, kaya I'm pointing into that na parang sana ano, part siya talaga ng conversation or part siya ng discussion on love. Diba?
Ako kasi parang ano eh, minsan nagiging antithetical na siya to a love story. Pero
mm-mm,
dapat hindi eh.
Mm-mm.
Na parang anything money tapos isaksak mo or ano, sa isang love story parang wong, wong, wong.
Or ano agad, kontrabida agad.
Oh, kontrabida na kaagad. Hindi eh.
Oo, hindi eh.
Kasi dapat hindi eh.
Or either kontrabida or parang
makwenta.
Ano? Or parang Prince Charming or like Christian Grey. Sort of, alam mo yun. Parang,
tapos, yung financially,
can it be a little mundane? Ano?
Pansin mo sa fiction or sa rom-coms, yung financially irresponsible, siya yung my heart of gold.
Oo.
Siya yung mabait. Tapos dahil yung, financially, hindi siya financial wizard at financially irresponsible siya. Mabait siya.
Pero yung parang, ano, savvy, evil agad.
Evil kaagad, oo, mismo.
Parang, ba't ganun?
Ba't ganun? Teka lang. Teka lang, guys.
Eh, yun nga. I think programming? Alam mo yun?
I'm sure. Siguro, I'm hoping this conversation, this very episode could change. Ay, kapal na mukha.
Kapal na mukha.
Could change the... Hindi, malay mo. May
sana,
nakikinig.
Sana.
Malay mo, may nakikinig na writer dito.
Sana lang.
Diba? Sana lang.
Just throwing it out there.
Malay natin.
Oo. Oh.
Diba?
Yeah. Hindi huwag masama. Mo lang i-claim. Medyo parang yabang men.
Totoo naman.
Sana.
Sana lang. Oh.
Yun. Anyway, so yun. So kayo pod pals, kayo, ano naman yung tipid tips for couples or maybe friends or family members? Basta anything na parang may love yung based on relationship. I-share nyo yung tipid tips niya sa amin. Para, you know, di lang naman kami, hindi kami financial.
Hindi, and also, hindi lang naman tayo yung couple on earth, di ba?
Oo.
Tsaka yung economic situation natin and financial situation, hindi lang naman.
Iba-iba din tayo.
Iba-iba rin tayo. So we'd like to hear from you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure our sponsor, Sun Life, would also like to hear your stories,
yes,
di ba? Na,
and it would be nice to share. Sa next, ano natin, Podpal answering machine.
Di ba? Interesting rin na kunwari. What if an LGBTQIA couple.
Yes. Diba? Or yun nga, parang
or
super
nga,
yaman na couple. Or
yes, yes.
Ano, or yung nagtitipid pa talaga.
Nagtitipid na couple. Or isa pa, mas matanda yung isa. Tapos mas bata yung...
Like, basically, we want to... Wincy and I are just, you know, one sample couple.
Exactly.
So we'd like to find out more. Parang diverse.
Oh, hindi, ito
speaking
pa
of data, diverse data set.
Yes. Hindi, isa pa.
Oh.
Long distance relationship,
yes,
couple. Yung isa nagtatrabaho sa abroad.
Oh, oh.
Yung isa
iba
nandito.
Yun.
Iba rin yun. Oh. Oh, ibang
so
financial
like to know
situation
so
yun.
Podpals, share that to us.
Yes. We ayun need the data because we're makwenta. And because...
We love you.
We love you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hope
thank
you enjoy
you
this episode.
Thank you. Ayan.
And oh, now... For your favorite segment.
Podpal answering machine.
So we'll just share one.
This is for the episode
88.
Episode 88. Toxic TikTok topics.
Yes.
Ang ano naman nung ano? Tongue twister naman nung
I thought of that
title.
Pero yun, isa lang muna i-share namin kasi medyo ano, weird yung recording time sa amin ni Wincy.
Kasi nung nagkaubo ko.
Tsaka may nirarush kami ngayon. So parang, in terms of time, wala pa kaming ano, enough amount of comment. Pero thank you sa podpal na to. At nag-comment siya. Actually, suki na siya. So hindi ko nasasabihin kung sino. Ayan, sabi niya, lol, wala akong TikTok so wala akong alam. Pero ang ingay nung quiet quitting, umaabot siya hanggang Tumblr. Then of course, me na tito, di ko agad na gets. Akala ko quitting na quiet lang. Actually, ako din, yun yung akala ko.
Mm.
Yung parang fade ako ka rin, lang, tapos magre-resign ka na, ganun.
Yung nagbigay lang ng resignation, subtle.
Oo. Sabi niya, akala ko quitting lang na quiet. Kapag last day ng rendering na, surprise bitches, last day ko na. Which is ginawa ko nung first office ko. About quiet quitting, naalala ko yung sinabi ni Wincy sa previous episode na you don't have to like your job to be good at it. Not sure kung tama yung quote ko. Tama ba daw? Oh.
Confirmed. Okay. Confirmed.
Pero I think depende lang sa tao. I think depende lang to sa trabaho mo or yung circumstances kung bakit ka nandun sa work na yun. Obviously, kung sino man yung nag-imbento ng quiet quitting, eh noob at bitter sa work. I mean, isa ako sa hindi pinalad na maging career ang passion ko. Pero di ibig sabihin na laging bare minimum lang sa office namin. Minsan, may unavoidable instances na you need to work more.
Mm-hmm.
Example, may naka-sick leave, so kailangan namin i-cover yung workload mm-hmm. na naka-sick leave. Or else, domino effect at lahat apektado. Ayun nga, empathy siya eh.
Mm-hmm.
Yun. So kapag nasa malaking office, hindi pwedeng sarili mo lang yung iniisip mo.
Yes.
Hindi pwedeng ikaw lang yung bida. Lahat kayo, supporting role at magtutulungan talaga kayo. Or else, dissolve ang account at lahat kayo mawawala ng trabaho. Correct?
Tama.
And it's something na hindi naiisip ng mga baguhan. Kasi ako dati, wala din akong pake. I like his humility
and transparency.
Oh. At nag-sink in na lang nung tumagal na ako sa office. At nagkakaroon ka lang ng understanding kung paano gumagana yung business. Wisdom, no? Wisdom yun eh. No?
And siguro sa tagal yun na rin nagtatrabaho, di ba?
Oo nga. Kaya yeah, and may recurring theme yan sa buhay, yung youthful arrogance eh. No? Anyway, I think ang issue kasi, maraming mga nasa younger generation na tinitake ang mga self-help talk sa TikTok as preaching of truth. I agree. Parang hindi na masyadong nagkakaroon ng discussion kung tama ba ang sinasabi ng isang influencer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do they ask for a second opinion from someone they trust or someone that they see as a mentor? Baka mali ako sa observations ko since wala nga akong TikTok. Hashtag Mema, sabi niya.
Hashtag Tito.
Uh-oh.
Tito Wisdom.
Pero naniniwala ko sa kanya.
Nee, maganda, maganda. Uh-oh. Actually, good choice for Pam.
But that's the only Pam for the episode. Pero buti maganda. High quality.
Ayun. So, hope you enjoy this episode.
Yes.
We'd like to thank our generous sponsors, Sun Life.
Yes. Thank you.
So, that's it. Hope you enjoyed our podcast.
If you like our podcast, we're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or basically anywhere you get your podcasts.
And join our private Facebook group and extend the conversation. Just search Telebabad Tapes.
Same Telebabad time?
Same Telebabad channel.
Bye!
This podcast is powered by Podcast Network Asia. For more info on the shows and the network, visit podcastnetwork.asia.
And Podmachine, the simplest way to grow and edit your podcast. Sign up now to podmachine.com and try it for free. To get one free episode credit upon subscribing, use our code TELEBABAD.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.